Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Amazed at what I am, I say what I think that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the mighty, mighty Plumbers Union, right? The best trade in the industry. God love our CFMU brothers and the ETU, but we're better, right? I'm sure I'll cop a spray for that later, but anyway, who gives a shit? Right, I'm Rusty. Across from me, good morning, Warwick.
Morning, Rusty. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. You're looking very sharp, mate. You got some new appliances in your ears there. You're looking very sharp.
Yeah, I've got the ears pierced. Yeah,
very, very
mid-life
sexy.
Midlife crisis.
Very, very sexy, mate, right?
And, well, when the seven-year-old daughter wants hers done, yeah. And she's a bit shy.
The old man's got her done too.
Go get it done first. I tried my best to pretend like it hurt, but she ended up getting them anyway, so.
Yeah, no, that's good, mate. Good on you. No, that's awesome, mate. It
looks good, mate.
You.
Looks
good. A little infected, but that's all right. Yeah. I should come through.
I'm about to touch your
end up like Chopper Reed when they cut him off.
I'm about to touch you on the leg.
Both.
Both.
Come on, mate. That looks symmetrical.
Careful, you get kicked off. Oh, no, awesome. No, and obviously you've been busier as well, Woz, right? You've went and watched the gathering. God love you.
Yeah, I had a bit of an extended Easter.
Yeah, no, it's good, mate. Yeah, you've got to do that.
I think my brain's still in Adelaide, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, no, lovely. And a special guest. Good morning, Dino. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Rusty. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, all right, mate. Yeah, you got a bit to talk about today, which we'll touch on a little bit later, but it's good to have you in as usual. You've been coming in for a long time now, so we haven't had you in for a while, so we thought we'd bring you back into the fold and obviously get you to touch on a little bit later what's been happening in the area, or should I say your job, and we'll move with the times anyway. So, yeah, good on you, mate. And Mickey boy.
Rusty, g'day.
Part of the furniture, mate.
Back again.
Yeah, that's it. Part of the furniture.
I've got some feedback. I need to put my face closer to the microphone, so let's hope.
Oh, did you? So someone's
lagging. Hopefully I'm a bit louder this week.
So. No, that's it, mate. There's nothing wrong with that, right? It is only 6:30 in the morning, but anyway.
Yeah, it was probably pretty hard to get a word in last time we were here.
Yeah,
there's a few opinions getting around.
Yeah, that's the way. So anyway, we'll kick off the show. We'll do the usual song halfway through, all that sort of stuff. Hercules is apology, obviously. He's out with the mad Greek, Johnny Hatus, this morning doing a meeting that needs to get done, which we'll touch on a little bit later. You know, there's a company that obviously folded, so we'll touch on that a little bit later as well. So they're doing what they do, right? God love them. And obviously, Mr. Marcus Pickles, well, he's off in seeing Mr. Donald Trump at the moment. He's in America, God love him, with his wife. And he's doing what he's doing too and earning a good deserved break as well, God love him, right? I saw him wearing a jumper, if you saw it on social media, it was about 20 sizes too big for him, God love him, right? A big Gap jumper. It looked like he would float away off the top of the Empire State Building, God love him. But anyway, he's lost about 30 kilos himself. But Warwick, what's been happening, buddy? I know you've been off for a bit, but there's always something going on in your
there's
world, my friend.
Always something going on. Just, you know, further and further developments with the members out there at the Austin Hospital. So I don't know if I want to talk too much about it on the radio, but it's getting uglier and uglier out there. So all we're doing is trying to get them a fair deal, get them a fair pay increase with the cost of living at the moment. They're already paid well unders. So, you know, we're just are just getting what they deserve. That's what all we're asking for, and they don't seem to think they're worth that. So they're getting pretty nasty, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's a bit sad, mate. They probably pay more in lawyers' fees and people representing them as absolutely. The company goes than what it would be for the pay increase for the members, which is just absolutely stupidity. But anyway, we won't go there.
Yeah, well, their bargaining representatives have gone away from the ones that they nominated through to the lawyers sitting in another state. So it's getting fun.
You're dealing with Sydney people, a lot of them, right?
Mm. Yeah. They love unions up there, don't they?
Yeah.
Is it in good faith, this bargaining, you reckon? Or?
I don't think they've got any faith, mate.
They don't believe in a god, mate. But anyway, we won't go there.
Satan worshippers.
Shit happens and it is what it is. Nah, I know you're kicking.
Nah, so that's kept me busy, mate.
Yep.
Got the Ream agreement kicking along too. I know that you've picked up the fab shops, so we've all got a... You know, a part to play with a lot of these bargainings now, which is good. It's given us all a good bit of experience there. Apart from that, it's just business as usual.
It is a different world out there with when you're talking about fab shops and obviously.
Yeah, it's not the glitz and glamour of the the construction industry where there's good money and the conditions are well established over decades and decades, and they're almost sort of forgotten about. They're not the poster boys of the payroll. We're not putting up their wages on the website. So,
but you do. I respect them, and why I respect them is like I spoke to one of the members the other day, and I won't say which company he's from because obviously we're still bargaining in good faith, as one would say. And mate, he's been paying his union dues for the last 20 years, right? And that's in a fab shop, so you got to respect that, yeah. Because they don't see us every day, or they don't see us once a week or once a month like they do in the construction industry, right? They only see us when there's problems and obviously negotiations, right? We try to get out and see them as much as we can. You got to respect that they still pay their dues, they still believe in the cause, and they obviously, because obviously when it comes to negotiations, that's when we step in with the stick. And if the employer doesn't want to bargain good faith, then we do what we need to do, right? And you know that better than anyone at the moment, Wazza, with all the negotiations you've been doing and that sort of non-construction field.
It fills your faith meter back up when you get members out there that are proud to be members and they're not getting the same conditions as the rock and roll stars in construction, but they're probably more proud than most.
100%, mate, and that's why I love them and I respect them. So, but yeah, prefabs shops. Obviously, we'll get into that. There's a few of them out there to do with the sprinkler pipe and so forth. Obviously, welding. There's a lot of different techniques and different professions within that fab shop, and sometimes it can get nasty. So, the employers are on notice. And if they want to take us on, they're taking us on. It is what it is. But they're taking on the membership too and the union. So, but anyway, we'll get around there. We'll do a deal and make it happen, make everyone happy. So, anyway, continue on. It is what it is. And, that's it. So, Dino.
Hey, Rusty, how you going?
Good, buddy. Good. So, first off, what job are you on? The usual bullshit, all that sort of stuff, mate. Organiser, all that sort of stuff.
All right. So... I've got a great organiser for this one.
His name's here he goes. He wants another job.
Are you in my area?
We're joking, man.
He's a top bloke, Billy Jobber.
Yeah,
thanks, mate, for the job, Billy. It's a pleasure working under you, mate. The job is Igloo. It's a student accommodation. It's on William Street in the city, across the road from Flagstaff Gardens. It's a cane job. it's, I think, $250 million. The contractors I've got on the job is got the number one mechanical company, right? Croft. The mighty Croft.
We bag him every week, right? Yes. No, he's all right.
This thing on?
Mate, if you got a mechanical job you need done, look no further than Croft.
Gus, we can learn it. We're listening right now with a hammer smashing his radio, but anyway, we won't go there.
Yeah. No, look, I've worked for some different mechanical companies, but none like Croft, mate. I'm going to tell you right now.
Good?
Yeah, he's a different character.
So we've also got Melbourne Elite, Fireline, Fibcon doing the roof, and we've got New Group doing the lagging. The other stewards I got on the job from the CFMU, we've got Steve Levitas.
Levitas.
Champion, old Stevo.
Steve is a champion. I've learned a lot off him. you know, not only about, you know, about the job, but just about life as well. He's a real trustworthy guy, and he's rock solid.
Good stories.
He's rock solid, mate. You know, he's a top bloke. And we've got from the ETU, we've got Liam Patterson. Yeah, so yeah, it's Liam's first job. He's mate. He's a good bloke as well, and he's real passionate about the union. And yeah, he's looking after a couple of jobs, and yeah, he's doing a really good job. So. Yeah, no, it's all happy days on this one, really. You know, we've had no real major issues, and the job seems to be getting done on time, you know, and yeah, so it's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
Student accommodation, eh? There's a bit of that going on.
Yeah.
So. I hear you got a pretty good Peggy out there, too.
Yeah, we've got, yeah, we've got Dredgy.
Oh! Is that where Dredgy's hiding?
Morning, Dredgy.
Yeah, you'll be listening, mate, right? Yeah, he's got rock hard, just listen to that,
yeah,
then.
Dredgy, yeah. Dredgy, mate. So he's a veteran as well. He was a steward for a long time, you know. And yeah, it's good to have blokes like that. Peggy's on a job, you know. They're proud of the union, and you know he's done 30 years as a steward, and now he's doing the Peggy role, and so he's done the hard yards, you know, and he done a lot for the union, and it's good to have him around, mate. He supports us 100%. You know what I mean?
It's like, it's like Jiminy Cricket mopping the floors. little guiding light in the sheds.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Exactly right. It's like a guiding light, mate. Every now and then, he'll pull you aside and he'll tell you a few stories and that. And yeah, it's good to have people like that around.
Wait till he tells you the real colourful stories. He's a sicko.
And he was with Kane through the hard times, mate. He sort of shaped Kane into what, you know.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't.
Kane's good to work with now, but through the years, I think Dredgy sort of, he shaped him, mate, you know. And,
He went through the teething process with him. Berkey's old man too, mate. He shaped him as well, him and Dredgy together. So yeah. we've got the rest of his soul.
I can't believe they still employ him as a Peggy, to be honest, after the way he's treated them.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, a bit of Stockholm Syndrome.
Good report back, mate. Very, very, lot of description there. So good on you, mate. Sounds like a very happy sort of climate sort of job. So good on you, buddy.
Yeah, it's fantastic. A good job, mate. Yeah, it's a good job.
Good culture, as one would say.
Yeah.
So good on you, mate. Good, that's good report back. So
that's what it's like. You know, it's the embodiment of the union, mate. We all come together. It's you get that like sense of community. And sense of friendship, you know, and I've actually made some mates on this job outside of work, you know, like that I catch up with outside of work. So it's good, mate.
It's a family, mate.
That's what it is to be union, mate. It's a family. It's a big family. And it's the embodiment of the union, mate, this job. It's a really good job. So.
No, good on you, Dano. Awesome report back, mate. Good on you, buddy. Now, Mr. Mixter.
Rust.
There's always something happening out with Ringle Hospital. Oh, Canes as well. God love them.
We're flying out there. We're flying. It's all going well.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's playing well. We're all friends. It's all lovely.
Yeah, no, that's it. You got a good contract. We won't mention their name for legal purposes, but
doing all the right things.
Yeah, they're doing all the right things. You've got them in line right at the moment. So, but yeah, I guess it's one of those things.
Come on, Levitas, call it a bit of time.
I know, God, Levitas, he's on the radio. anyway, right. Yeah, no, no. So, how's it all going anyway, Mick? It's how long until completion, my friend?
They reckon August.
Was this the last stage? Is this the last stage?
They're out after this. Yeah. So, no doubt Ramsey will want another section.
Like yeah, Ramsey Health, yep.
They just keep building more and more and more. That Heidelberg private hospital bit, all the oldies coming in there, getting the hips done and...
Yeah,
what sort of thing?
Day surgery and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yep. So, this is it. August.
You reckon? Yeah. That's it. No, good on you, mate. And a bit of election stuff. Oh, there's a bit of happening in the Labor campaign world, isn't there? More so for the fact of just Centre Allen and stuff like that. You know, new ministers.
Yeah, a bit of a Luba
got up, right?
Yeah, new position, new minister.
New minister, right?
And the Liberals are slagging her because of her mates.
That's
from
exactly Caroline
Springs, Luba. Yeah. I walk past her office.
Yeah. she's a champion,
Luba Djordjevic.
It's a bit of a mouthful, the last name. God love her. But, she's a friend as well.
That's good.
So, awesome. We're halfway through the show, guys. We're going to kick over to a track. And, we'll be back in a minute. And now this song, if I'm not mistaken, do you want to jump in here, Dino? It's sort of dedicated.
We'll dedicate this song to the fighting pride of the union. All right, he's 5 fights, 5 wins, 5 knockouts, Dave Shembri. All right, we're going to dedicate Roy Jones Jr. Can't be touched.
All right, let's kick over.
Because Shembri can't be touched.
Got this, yeah.
And just like that, we're back, and Notorious decided to kick on next, right on me tracks. Lovely. Right, good old Notorious. Now, Dano, you got a bit of information, obviously, about the upcoming fight with two of our fighters. So do you want to just, run through it about when they're fighting and so forth?
Yeah. So the fight is going to be on May 2nd. Right, Dave Shembri's fighting, and Kai Hodgson's fighting as well. So, it's going to be a good one, this one. Obviously, Dave Shembri's undefeated. And,
6-0.
He's 6-0, undefeated. And, I'm looking forward to really seeing, the array of boxing skill. Every fight he's got coming up, he always see different sort of skills from him. Yeah. And he boxes very well. He's very smooth. He's very, very, very silky boxer, very slick.
You guys are going to end up having a fight in the car park.
He's very slick, so... Kai's
just a weapon as well. Kai's a weapon. God, he's a fast fighter, isn't he?
Kai's a weapon, yeah. He's a bit like Shembri, Kai's a weapon, mate.
What are you saying? Shembri wants to be like Kai? Kai wants to be like Shembri. God love him, right?
Kai's an absolute weapon, man. So it'll be good to watch both of the boys fight,
That's it. We're getting down there. We're obviously supporting both of them as well. God love them, right? Out of the Alice Boxing Gym. So it should be a good fight and all that sort of stuff. So we'll be down there, all the members and from around the traps, I guess you can say, and a few delegates and so forth, obviously supporting them because that's what we do. We support our membership and support our members. So, there's something you want to touch on as well, Mickey boy?
Yeah, we've got the next gen coming up. The next one is down Geelong.
Yep,
that's Friday, it. Next Friday?
Yep.
24th of April, 5 p.m.
Yep.
Now, it's not at Pikeac this time. It is at Trades Hall Geelong.
Yep.
So give that a Google before you end up down at the...
the wrong
Ox
spot.
Centre for Excellence down there.
Ox Centre for Excellence, I love it. Yeah, so some will be put up on social media too, guys, right? I know Joshua Blanche has sent out a text as well, obviously, to all the delegates and members and next-gen members that do come as well. So make sure you get around it, keep supporting it, right, because that's what we do. And, that's it, really. But,
especially if you're from the Geelong region or anywhere past Werribee, get down there. That's your area. That's why it's getting held down in Geelong.
Bit of work down in Geelong.
It's a long way to drive to Brunswick from the Geelong region. So we set that up a while ago, and we want to see more and more sort of local unionists turning up, local next geners turning up.
Yep.
It's always good to see the regulars down there, but it's even better when you see some new faces from the region. So if you know anyone that's keen or lives down that way, make sure you get them to come along. Get involved.
Friendly. Everyone's
100%. It's good. It's good environment down there. Every time I'm down there, I'm legless, Laura. God love it. But we all are. We all have a good time and have something to eat. Have a good chat. See what's happening down in Geelong, sort of inner sanctum, and in relation to Next Gen as well. And there's always a few new faces, which is good. So it's a thriving community as far as the Next Gen Geelong down there, that's for sure, right? With James and that having a crack run at it, with Luke Penton on as well. So they do a fantastic job as well. And obviously Glenn and Jake and Gibbo and everyone else is down there, and Ox, and they support it as well as the seniors. So been saying that, guys, it's coming towards the end of our show. We're going to kick it off nice and early to the next team that will come in, because we always leave them with 1 minute, which is a bit unfair. So in saying that, guys, any Cheerios before we say goodbye?
I think my little protege, the Darce man, I'll give you a ring after this, mate. I'll ring you back.
Yeah, no, lovely. Like, I actually need to ring him, He's I think he's out there by himself down in Perrin. God love him, right? So
poor bloke.
Yeah, just give a shout out to all the boys out at the cane job, all the boys and girls. Have a great day.
That's it.
So. I'll give a shout out to all the members out at the Austin Hospital. Stay staunch, and I'll see you out there tomorrow morning.
Lovely. Good on you. All right, awesome. See you later, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Rusty.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.